welcoming Paul Kopinski and Robert Kelty to the program this morning. Guys, it's good to see you, and we've got an important topic to address this morning. That's early childhood education and development and how to achieve that in Flagstaff and an organization called Launch. So, Paul, I'm going to go to you. You're the partnership director of Launch. And maybe for folks that are not familiar with the organization and its mission, maybe you could give a brief framework of what you're out trying to achieve.
Yeah, thanks, Peter. Thanks for having us on this morning. So Launch Flagstaff is a community-owned collective of stakeholders around the community that have come together to improve education outcomes in the life of all children from not just K-12, not just from preschool through college, but from birth through their career. So it includes all sectors of the community. And in this particular arena in our conversation this morning, we're looking at that early childhood sector. So we recognize that in the range from birth through 5 years of age, children are existing outside of any sort of organized infrastructure. Like most people are familiar with kindergarten through 12th grade and the K-12 school district or charter school. But when you get into those early years, it's so much is dependent on high-quality educational experiences through parenting. And in that arena, we have a big gap in experience across our community of children over in those 5 years having different educational experiences that produce education gaps by the time that child enters kindergarten. So this is the conversation this morning, and Launch Flagstaff is a collective that's supported by the United Way of Northern Arizona. We're community funded, and it's a nonprofit.
Yeah, and the 501c3 designation is important as far as getting funding from whatever the source. Robert Kelty, former FUSD superintendent and current principal of Puente de Hoxo, you've got a hand in this as well. And Robert, maybe you could speak to some of the causes behind the lack of education for primarily 3- and 4-year-olds, as kids are getting ready to get into kindergarten. Why aren't they ready, and what are some of the reasons behind that?
It's a great question, Peter, and I think it's primarily two different factors. I think one is just simply knowledge. There's so much research that has come out over the last 30 years around effective parenting and how that supports children in becoming kindergarten ready. I think the other big issue is just simply access. Access to high-quality early childhood education systems in schools are very expensive. And for most families, they just can't get to that price point.
Concerning kindergarten and the implementation of all-day kindergarten within FUSD, how is that achieved, and where are the dollars for that coming from?
Well, and that's part of the issue. You know, unfortunately, school districts don't get monies to provide early childhood education systems. They only get funding for K-12, and they only get half-day funding for kindergarten. So it's very common for school districts to use overrides to cover that gap just to fund kindergarten.
Robert Kelty and Paul Kopinski are here. We're discussing early childhood education. And I wanted you guys to, maybe back to you, Paul, and some stats concerning how prepared kids are when they get to that kindergarten stage. And you wouldn't think of that, I mean, this was a startling statistic to me when I read this, up to almost half of kids are not reaching reading benchmarks when they get to kindergarten. Do you have any other statistics or numbers that people can chew on this morning?
Yeah. Launch Flagstaff published a report on this whole issue back in February, last month. And it's on our online on our website at launchflagstaff.org. And people can read the entire report. But in that report, we really call out the fact that half of our children entering kindergarten are below benchmarks, as you say, on letter naming sounds and letter naming fluency statistics. And we know that these communication skills that happen in the 0 to 3 range, that happens with high quality interactions with a child serve and respond, eye contact, singing, all these sort of high quality experiences lead to a child's ability to start to decode the language process of reading in kindergarten through third grade. And so when we have this gap of half of our children aren't coming into school with that preparation, we lead to what develops is by third grade, only 42% of our third graders across the city in all schools are reading at grade level. That's what happens. So we also know that most children that don't experience any sort of high quality education experience, they enter kindergarten about 14 months behind their peers in those language skills. So that's a significant gap. And that gap begins to increase as that child falls further and further behind.
Yeah, you get an acceleration factor. The bigger the gap, the wider it gets, the further down the road you go. Now, Robert, I want to go back to you and ask about the community conversation and what you're trying to achieve and how you're going to develop a direction with these partnerships. And we haven't mentioned all the partners yet, but maybe you could weigh in on that and what direction we're going.
Absolutely. It has to be a collective effort. And we use the term collective impact to really describe how we're trying to bring all the players together to leverage resources and work together to build these types of systems. And the good thing is there's a lot of models out there. Tempe's got pre-K for 3 through 5 year olds now. Tulsa, Oklahoma, Atlanta, San Antonio has Universal. There's a lot of cities also working on this effort.
Paul, maybe you could explain the network. And I mean, you mentioned United Way a while ago. What are some of the other community partners that are helping you foster this program?
Well, Launch Flagstaff is funded by United Way of Northern Arizona, the Arizona Community Foundation of Flagstaff, and the Wharton Foundation. And from that, we've been able to bring together a coalition of partners around this early childhood education that includes those organizations, plus the City of Flagstaff, the Coconino Community College, Northern Arizona University, FUSD. We also have partners in the early childhood arena around the Association for Supportive Childcare, Southwest Human Development. We also have First Things First participating as a thought partner in this conversation. In addition to that, we have other community members and subject matter experts that are participating as well. So what our intent is to make sure that we're getting information to the right people at the right time to make the right decisions, and we think we have that group together moving this conversation forward.
Paul Kolpinski and Robert Kelty are here talking about Launch and access to quality preschool. Robert, families sometimes struggle in Flagstaff. Do you have any ideas why? What are some of the factors that go into the phenomenon of kids not achieving in the family structure here?
Cost of living, number one. That's a big struggle for a lot of our families. The other one is simply the cost of high-quality early childhood care. And we lose a lot of those families in that 25 to 50-year-old demographic, and we've been losing them for the last decade. And now that loss is starting to accelerate, and we think this effort would also curb that and help keep those families here.
As far as funding of what you want to achieve, it doesn't come cheap. You know, I'm looking at some numbers here, and you know, you're talking upwards of a community investment of $1 million, you know, to get this rolling. Do you have any, are you brainstorming ideas? You know, where's some of this money going to come from?
Well, the whole idea is that this has to be community-owned. This isn't because of this preschool being in this landscape that is outside of any sort of organized infrastructure. It's the community. We as community members have to step in and actually support this process. We have to support the parents and families who are struggling. That's the whole goal. So there are a variety of partners that we can look at. And typically when we look at other cities that are doing this, it involves city and community municipalities, in addition to the school system itself. Also nonprofit and philanthropic support come together. And I can't forget the business community, because here's the thing, the business community benefit from this. Oftentimes businesses don't recognize their role in education, but when they have employees that are struggling to show up to work because they have a preschooler at home and they have to stay home, they can't work, that's a factor on their business. When they can't hire employees because those eligible employees don't have the skills that they need because they didn't get them in the early ages, that's a problem for business. So the business investment in this program or this type of effort is critical. And the additional benefit, the return on the benefit of this investment, is the fact that we have parents who can work a more stable work schedule because their child is being educated in a preschool environment. Those children, when they grow up, are more employable. They stay in the community to the point where instead of them leaving the community at 45 because they need to find an opportunity elsewhere, they can stay. And employers will then come to Flagstaff, for example, because there are employable people and they want to have their children and their employees' children educated in this community. So do you see how it feeds on itself?
Yeah.
So the point is that we have to bring together a wide coalition of investors into this program because it's a community opportunity.
Robert, we're running low on time. Final thoughts, anything I've forgotten to ask you, and how can we carry this forward?
I feel very honored to live in a community that really focuses on its citizens and its children. And that's what this effort does, is how do we level that playing field and provide greater access to high-quality early childhood systems? So we're very fortunate to be here.
LaunchFlagstaff.org is your resource for more information, and it's a great site with all the stats and explanations, and you'll get more in-depth look at what we've discussed this morning. But thanks for being here, guys, and we'll have you back on after a while to see what kind of progress we're making. And again, www.LaunchFlagstaff.org. Paul Kolpinski, Robert Kelty, thanks for your time and your service to the community.
Thank you.
Thanks, Peter.